Item eight, consider and take possible action approving and authorizing the CEO to execute a contract with the Office of Administrative Hearings. Christina.
So in 2013, we entered into an agreement with the Office of Administrative Hearings to provide us disability hearings for our disability cases. Mm-hmm. During the period of that contract in 2015, we came back to the board to increase the amounts that it could cover non-disability hearings. We've now exhausted the $96,000, so we need to enter a new contract. We looked at how many cases we have on average per year and what that average cost is, and think that $150,000 for a three-year agreement makes sense.
Any questions or comments?
Well, yeah, I did have one comment. I want to be careful how I address this in the context of our public meeting, but I think it, along this continuum of using the Office of Administrative Hearings, we've had some bumps in the road, I would say, with respect to whether and to what extent the Office of Administrative Hearings has taken the direction of the board as to what it was supposed to do or not do, or whether administrative law judges assigned have done that. Is there any way to address that in the context of the go forward? Because frankly, the experience we had on a couple of matters was less than stellar, I guess I would say. And it has nothing to do with the outcomes, the results. That's not what I'm getting at. It was the process and the amount of time, the churn time that it took to deal with what appeared to be the office not following the direction that we provided. So I don't have an answer for you. I'm throwing it out there. I don't know how we address that or if we can.
I don't have an answer either, but it seems to me we've gone through this process once before, and the comfort that I take in this is that they seem to be responsive to the input we gave them before, because it was as if this thing was drifting off the mark. And a couple, 3 years ago or something, there was some conversation we had back and forth with them, and it seemed to bring it back in. But I agree with Scott's comments to the extent that if we could do that again, make sure that we're bringing some folks back onto Compass Due North, it wouldn't be a half bad idea.
I think one of the other pieces of the puzzle is also the consideration that there is a presiding judge that is reviewing what's occurring, and we've actually had some conversations in the past related, and Jerry indicated that as well, is that when we have, I mean, we've had some conversations with them on this.
Okay, so we've aired grievances.
And it does sound as if I'm satisfied that he does seem to review the opinions and has asked whether or not, at some point I thought I heard, he's asking genuinely whether or not they are providing the service that we're looking for within the white lines of the law and whatnot. I mean, at least I hope that's the case, because that's what I heard. Otherwise, I guess there's a question about whether or not there are other alternatives to these folks.
Question, yeah.
And I would agree with that statement, Jerry, that they are open and willing and want to provide a good service to us, and yeah.
I mean, and that doesn't, since it's a public session, I want to make sure it's not answers that we want to hear or conclusions that we want to hear or judgments that we want to hear, but that they understand what the parameters are of the questions that are being asked and whether or not they're responsive to the questions that we need to get answers to. And that's different.
So for the record, this isn't about judge shopping. That's not the issue here. I'm reacting to there's two things. There are, within the disability context, the ability and awareness of those judging of the particular rules that apply to our tiers, for instance, and they're many and varied, I know, but that's part of it. And there was at least one notable example in the non-disability arena where I would call what we got from the ALJ something close to defiance of what the instruction was and what the rules for the assignment were. So that's the kind of thing I'm getting at. It's that it's not about outcomes or whether we want to find a better source of outcomes. It's about whether they're going to follow the direction we give them. If there's a process that we can grieve and get change, I'm okay, I think. I'd feel better if there was a termination for convenience clause in the contract that allowed us an out if we have an alternative. I guess that's a question.
That was my question. What other
turnouts do we have?
We can terminate at any time. We're not required to spend the $150,000. They actually charge us hourly. So if we don't send cases to them and we don't spend the money, then that's fine.
But if you don't use them, I mean, is this like a for-profit company and there's other for-profit companies out there that do this?
I don't think the administrative, they're not for-profit, but I think there are ones out there that are for-profit.
And their cost is very, very reasonable.
So is this like a government entity?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, state of California.
So is it only our only option other than going to a private, which would be more expensive?
Right. We have other options, but they're going to be
got
more
it.
Expensive.
I can tell you that JAMS, if you were to go to it, it would be far higher in the hourly basis.
I can speak with experience. You're right. Yes. Well, okay. So I think you've answered the fundamental issue for me, which is that we're not committing and have some sort of a blanket retainer agreement where we've committed the money. If at any time we change direction or have a different experience or whatever, we can come back, change our mind, and talk about alternatives. So we have that ability.
Right. So is this 150 just a cap, and then we would address it?
It is a cap, yeah. And they want a cap in their agreement for their side. So they require us to put in there a cap of what we would spend. And if we exceed the cap, then we have to change the contract again.
Why do they want a cap?
It's just their administrative process.
Yeah, you'd think they wouldn't, but I didn't get that either, but that's okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm prepared to move the staff recommendation.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion?
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes.